I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and favorite memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called Kane's Houdini of Pocket Billiards. Sunshine is one of the great nicknames in Kane's sports annals. Clarence Anderson was dubbed Sunshine after a character in a comic strip. According to Cy Anderson, who as a boy lived about a mile from Sunshine on JoJo Road, he and his brother Rudy were always together when they were kids. At the same time, there was a comic strip running in the Sunday paper entitled Sunshine and Rudy, and he had that nickname hung on him. In those days, almost all of the people who lived on the JoJo Road were farmers, Swedish farmers. In the late 1920s and early 30s, Sunshine managed a pretty good semi-pro baseball team called the JoJo All Swedes. Some of the players were Walford Cedar, Lefty Lundstrom, and Sunshine's brothers, Rudy and Gibb. They said Gibb would maybe have made the big leagues, except he got beaned and nearly died as a result. Rudy was really good, too. Sunshine not only managed the team, he also managed the money. Between that and a little filling station that he ran up on the corner, he managed to make a living. Born in 1902, Sunshine began honing his skills as a pool player in the early 1920s. According to a 1931 edition of the Olean Evening Times, slightly more than 4 months ago, Mr. Anderson was working in a glass factory in West Virginia, and the Industrial Depression took away his job. Left high and dry, he decided to try out his shots, the result of approximately 9 years of practice. By spring of 1933, Sunshine's stock was rising fast. According to the Portsmouth, New Hampshire Herald, Mr. Anderson has recently returned from a tour with Willie Hopp, the American billiard champion, and is now giving individual demonstrations throughout New England. In 1934, Sunshine managed the famous billiards team of Willie Hopp and Welker Cochran and was chosen by the National Billiard Association for nationwide exhibition and named a feature attraction at the world title matches in Philadelphia and New York. The Burlington, North Carolina Daily Times News describes Sunshine as a retiring mild-mannered cuist from the Pennsylvania Hills with a William Hodge personality. The paper also reported that Anderson started playing billiards on a family table at his daddy's farm near Kane, PA. He practiced for 8 years on one of his amazing shots, pocketing 16 balls with one stroke of the cue. This shot has been in the Ripley's Believe It or Not column. Despite traveling extensively for exhibitions over the next several years, and despite a growing reputation on a national stage that earned him the nickname the Houdini of Pocket Billiards, Sunshine Anderson did not forget his hometown. Nor did he turn his back on his other love, baseball. While in his mid-40s, Sunshine continued as a spot player and as the regular manager of his old JoJo baseball club. He owned a pool hall in Johnstown and later in Kane, and once brought Willie Hopp to Kane to umpire one of his barnstorming baseball games. On another occasion, he brought Ralph Greenleaf, another champion pool player, for an exhibition here. Ralph played a local attorney, Phil Jacobus, in a game of straight pool. Phil broke the rack, and Greenleaf ran out all 50 balls. Locals remember Phil looking at his watch and saying, "Well, I got time for one more." The Florence, South Carolina Morning News reported that Margaret, his 17-year-old daughter, is also quite a whiz in fancy billiard circles and formerly traveled with her father on his tours. She started playing at the tender age of 10, but now has turned her serious attentions to bowling and is quite adept on the alleys. The paper says that Sunshine is featured in an MGM movie short showing him in action during a fancy shooting exhibition with Bill Stern as commentator. The Florence paper also reported that Anderson has a most unique hobby. He saves church bulletins. Every Sunday morning and evening, whether on tour or at home, he attends church and always saves the bulletins. While on the road, he would not attend the same service twice, but would try to attend services in as many churches as possible. His collection now includes bulletins from almost all 50 states. In the late 50s and early 60s, when guys my age finally quit playing ball, Sunshine for a short time managed a team made up of kids, remembers Cy Anderson. After that, he slowed down quite a bit. Various reports also suggest he was a guest on NBC's Tonight Show sometime during this period. Sunshine passed away in 1989 at the age of 87 in the state hospital in North Warren. As his extensive newspaper clip file indicates, Sunshine was a great nickname for Clarence Anderson, the dapper pool shark, and he played the part to perfection, almost as if Hollywood had cast him in that role. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback and ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.